This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. As I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master. This expresses my idea of democracy. That's Abraham Lincoln. Now, in the spiritual life, a calling is the answer to all of life's problems. A calling settles the issue of who you are, and a calling answers the question, what is the world for, and what am I to do and to be in it? To have a calling is to hear your name, your real name, your eternal name. The word calling has a long history in spiritual and religious life. It is a simple idea. It means what it says, called, called out, a voice that you hear, and when and if you respond, solves really everything that can be solved. It does not get rid of evil, but it tells you what to do about evil. Responding to a calling doesn't make you happy, but it gives you meaning. So Lincoln had a calling. It took him decades to find out the full vocabulary of his calling, but it was nonetheless as eventually astonishing as Moses' calling when he saw the burning bush and heard the voice of God saying, "Let my people go." God's call to freedom from slavery in Egypt. That was what happened when the biblical man, Moses, stopped before the bush he saw, inflamed and eternal, and its inspiring idea, its voice of freedom from slavery. In a word, that too was Lincoln's calling. He was called to love a nation for its highest purposes, freedom, and the equality that requires freedom and fulfills freedom. The psychologist James Hillman has a theory about the role of calling in people's lives. He was a Jungian therapist, and he got tired of asking people about their past problems with their parents. He felt that a person's identity came from a deeper place than childhood issues. The soul, he says, has an encoded message as to who you are. Your job is to live into it and out of it. A theologian, Kierkegaard, said that each person has a letter with sealed orders from God. Our job is to open the letter and follow our own personalized and heretofore secret orders. Now, this was true in the life of the famous saint, Saint Francis, the original Francis, after whom our Pope has named himself. Saint Francis, back in the Middle Ages, was a bit of a lazy and shiftless boy. He really couldn't stick to anything, and he loved to just sing songs and enjoy nature and beauty. One day he had a calling. A voice from an icon in a chapel told him he should repair that chapel and the church as well, the whole Christian church. It was a big job, and it was only when he felt that he had a big enough job for who he really was, that he became active and alive, motivated and creative. For the second half of his life, he founded an order of monks for the restoration of the church itself. So, too, with Lincoln. He heard an inner calling that the nation needed to be restored to its true purposes. When he saw that slavery would undo us as a people and as an experiment in self-government, he then marshaled all his emotions and his brains. The writer, Joshua Schenck, has a book on Lincoln's melancholy. He says that when the call to address the sickness of America came to Lincoln, he had the discipline and the clarity and the faith to address it because he had suffered for a long time with his melancholy depression. In Lincoln's life, his suffering gave him the heart to serve and to save America. Same with Franklin Roosevelt. His polio gave him heart and character. The answer to being down and out about anything, even about America, could be to hear the calling, to be more than you have been. Not to be all that you can be, but to be more than you have ever been. That is what happened to Lincoln. That is the way a spiritual calling is different from a psychological cure. It calls you to something beyond. For Lincoln, that yonder calling was the answer to his life and to our life as a country that continues, like Lincoln, to call us to honor down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.